If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
90 days, that's all it takes to rewrite the trajectory of your entire life. Not a decade, not a lifetime, just 3 months of laser sharp focus. Because 90 days of ruthless discipline will do what years of hoping and hesitating never could. And that's the problem most people have. They keep waiting for the perfect time, the right energy, the external push. But wealth doesn't wait. Money doesn't show up for the casual. It flows to the committed. It responds to the person who's willing to decide, for the next 90 days, I will become the version of me who no longer tolerates lack. You see, your life doesn't change when your situation changes. It changes when you change. Your bank account is just a mirror of your self-respect. Your energy is a magnet for what you allow and attract. So if you want more, you have to become more. And that more doesn't come from magic. It comes from consistent, aligned action. Done daily, done deliberately, done without compromise. Most people don't fail because they're incapable. They fail because they're inconsistent. They show up inspired one day, distracted the next. They declare their dreams in January and forget them by February. But this isn't about motivation anymore. This is about mastery. This is about choosing a new standard and sticking to it no matter how you feel. Because in 90 days, your feelings will try to lie, but your discipline will tell the truth. What you do consistently creates your identity. Every morning you rise on time. Every affirmation you speak. Every workout you don't skip. Those are votes for the millionaire you're becoming. And every excuse, every delay, every compromise is a vote for the version of you who stays stuck. You don't need more time. You need more intention. The next 90 days can't be treated like another season to see how it goes. These next 90 days must be approached like sacred ground, a personal contract with your higher self. And once it's signed, there's no going back. Let me make this clear. Money is not the reward. You are. The clarity, the consistency, the power you build through discipline. That's the real wealth. The money will just reflect what you've already decided internally, because you can't attract what you don't respect. You can't expect overflow while living in disorder. And you can't manifest millions with the habits of someone who struggles to manage minutes. So if you're ready to change your life, stop thinking in years. Think in 90-day windows. That's how real transformation happens. Sprint, rest, repeat. Give yourself to a new level of focus for the next 90 days, and you'll open doors you didn't even know were there. You'll feel wealth before you see it. You'll become abundance before the numbers catch up, because the transformation always happens in you before it happens. And don't confuse simplicity with weakness. The steps are simple, but the decision is rare. Most will hear this and do nothing. They'll say it sounds good and go back to scrolling, waiting, and wishing, but not you. Because something in you already knows this is your time. This is your window. This is your next chapter being handed to you, but you have to earn it. One day at a time, one decision at a time. One morning, one movement, one affirmation at a time. So now the question is this: are you willing to give the next 90 days everything you've got? Are you willing to show up for yourself even when no one claps? Are you willing to trade comfort for clarity and convenience for destiny? Because if you are, then watch what happens. Watch how fast the universe rearranges. Watch how money starts flowing, not because you chased it, but because you became the version of you who commands it. The sun doesn't wait for your alarm, neither does your destiny. Every minute you spend sleeping through your potential is a moment wealth moves on without you. Born millionaires, don't stumble out of bed. They rise with authority. They wake before the world demands something from them so they can demand something from themselves first. If you want to shift your financial frequency in the next 90 days, start by owning your morning, because how you start your day is how you command your life. Waking up early isn't just about time, it's about territory. When you get up before distractions, before obligations, before outside noise, you reclaim the most valuable real estate of your day. The first 2 hours, that time is yours, that silence is yours, that clarity, that stillness, it's sacred. It's where intention is born, it's where direction is decided. You're not just waking up earlier, you're waking up on purpose. Think of it like this. Every day begins as a battlefield, and the person who rises first has the advantage. While others are still hitting snooze, you're already building your mental armor. While the world is reacting, you're creating. You're speaking your vision into existence. You're programming your subconscious with power, not fear. You're stepping into your identity before the world tries to assign you one. In the next 90 days, rising early must become non-negotiable. Not just because it's productive, but because it's symbolic. Every time you rise when it's hard, you're training your will. You're telling your mind, I'm in charge. And that mindset spills into every part of your life. You show up differently to your work, your goals, your relationships. You move with urgency. You walk with clarity. You carry the energy of someone who refuses to waste their time or their potential. Use that morning time with structure. Begin with silence. Let your thoughts settle. Then pour in gratitude. List what's already good. Then speak. Declare who you are and what you're building. Follow with movement. Get your blood flowing, your energy rising. Finally, plan. Set your focus and protect it. Because time without intention is just noise, but time with purpose becomes power. And yes, it will be uncomfortable. Yes, your body will resist. But let me remind you, so does every system that's used to mediocrity. That resistance is the proof that you're stretching, that your old limitations are being dismantled. Don't negotiate with tiredness. Don't debate with distraction. Show up even when it's dark. Especially when it's dark. That's how champions are made. That's how wealth begins, long before the money arrives. Because the morning isn't just about productivity, it's about sovereignty. You are the king of your schedule, not a servant to the clock. And kings rise early. Leaders prepare before the world wakes. Millionaires don't run behind, they stay ahead. And in these next 90 days, every morning is a brick that builds momentum, a brick that sets your tone, a brick that forms the castle your future will live in. So rise. Before the world moves, you move. Before the day demands, you decide. Wake up with power. Wake up with presence. Wake up like money is already flowing to you, and soon it will. Money flows to those who can carry the weight of success. And you can't carry that weight in a body that's exhausted, undisciplined, or neglected. Wealth requires energy. It demands presence, stamina, sharpness, and drive. That's why born millionaires don't just work on their minds, they train their bodies. Because how you treat your body is how you train your spirit. And for the next 90 days, if you want money to flow like never before, you must commit to moving your body every single day. This isn't about fitness for aesthetics. This isn't about six packs or gym selfies. This is about power. This is about unlocking energy you didn't even know you had. This is about training your nervous system to trust you, your heart to serve you, and your mind to follow your physical command. The body and mind are not separate, they're wired together. When you move, you shift. When you sweat, you release. When you train, you focus. And that focus is the same intensity you need when building wealth. A tired body produces scattered thoughts. A sluggish body creates a sluggish spirit, and no one builds a legacy from the couch. If your energy is inconsistent, your decisions will be too. That's why movement must become a daily sacred ritual. You don't skip it because you're tired. You do it because you're tired. You don't avoid it when you're busy. You prioritize it because you can't afford not to. The next 90 days demand a version of you that no longer tolerates weakness in any form, mental, emotional, or physical. Daily movement resets your rhythm. It realigns you with vitality. It puts your intention into your limbs. And that intention doesn't just stay in your workout. It follows you into your meetings, your choices, your goals. Your blood pumps clearer. Your thoughts are sharper. Your discipline deepens. And you begin to carry yourself like someone who takes themselves seriously. Even science confirms what the spiritually aware have known for centuries. Movement lifts vibration. It strengthens confidence, it clears stress, and it invites flow. Wealth is flow. It doesn't sit still. So how can you expect financial flow if your energy is stagnant? How can you command money if you can't even command your own body? You must be willing to lead yourself through discomfort if you ever expect to lead others into greatness. You don't need to be an athlete, you just need to show up. Whether it's a 20-minute walk, a strength session, yoga, running, boxing, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you move with intention, that you sweat with purpose, that you begin each day by reminding yourself, I don't avoid pressure, I thrive under it, because that's exactly what wealth will demand. The ability to stay strong when most fold. Movement is also how you access your intuition. When you move your body, you quiet the mind's noise. You unlock insights, you feel momentum, you receive clarity. Some of your biggest breakthroughs won't come while sitting. They'll come while stretching, while breathing, while moving forward, literally and metaphorically. Your body is a gateway. Treat it like a temple, and it will open the doors you've been trying to kick down. Think of it this way. Your body is the vehicle for your vision. You wouldn't build a $1 million business and drive it in a car with 4 flat tires. So why build a $1 million dream inside a body that's worn down, sluggish, and disconnected? Respect your energy. Respect your vessel. Because the sharper it becomes, the more clearly the world will hear your message. And don't just move your body. Master it. Learn to breathe through pain. Learn to stay in it when it's uncomfortable. That same stamina will serve you when things get hard in business, in relationships, in leadership. A strong body is not for show, it's for war. Because success is war. And if you're not fit for the battle, you'll fall in the field in these next 90 days. Let your movement mirror your mission. Let every drop of sweat be a sacrifice to the version of you that no longer tolerates average. Let every push-up, every mile, every rep, every stretch be a silent declaration, I am becoming unstoppable. You don't just want money, you want to carry it well. You want to be a steward of wealth, not a prisoner of it. And that starts with discipline in the body. So move every day, no matter what. Move when you're tired. Move when you're unmotivated. Move because your future self is already thanking you. Because when your body aligns with your mind and your energy aligns with your purpose, money doesn't just show up, it flows. And it flows to those who are strong enough to hold it. What you speak shapes what you see. Your words are not filler, they're blueprints. Every sentence you speak is a blueprint you hand to your subconscious mind, saying, build this. And the problem is most people are building poverty without realizing it. They say things like, I'm broke, I can't afford that, or that'll never work for me. Without understanding that their voice is the signal and their life is simply following the instruction. You want money to flow like never before in the next 90 days, you must speak with precision, with power, and with prophecy. You have to open your mouth every single morning and declare who you are, not based on your current situation, but based on your highest vision. That's what born millionaires do. They don't let their current reality dictate their language. They speak from the level they're going to, not the level they're standing in. When they speak, they're not describing, they're creating. They're not talking about what is, they're summoning what's next. And this isn't some wishful thinking exercise. This is neurological. This is spiritual. Your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's repeated. That's why repetition rewires identity. And your identity always dictates your results. When you speak wealth every day, your nervous system starts to believe you're already wealthy. And when your body believes that, your decisions begin to match, your behavior elevates, your posture shifts, your tolerance for nonsense disappears. The next 90 days are not about vague affirmations. They're about laser sharp declarations, not soft whispers, commands. You're not asking the universe for permission. You're instructing it. You're letting every word roll out like it carries fire, like it carries intention. You wake up and say, I am a magnet for divine wealth. Money flows to me because I move in alignment. I operate with precision, purpose, and power. I speak as one who already has. I act as one who already is. I don't chase, I attract. I don't wait, I build. I am wealthy, I am disciplined, I am ready. Don't just say it, feel it. Let it rise in your chest. Let your voice vibrate with faith. Because if you don't believe it, your words will fall flat. This is not about performing. It's about activating. Your voice activates dormant parts of your mind. It awakens your vision. It reminds your inner child that you are no longer hiding, that you're stepping into power, that the version of you who was quiet, uncertain, and afraid has been dismissed, and a new you has arrived. The best time to do this is in the morning when your subconscious mind is most open, most pliable. Say it while you're walking, say it in the mirror, say it while your coffee brews, let your house hear it, let your walls echo with vision. Don't just let the day happen to you, speak it into shape. Command how you'll show up, command how the world will treat you, command what your money is going to do, where it's going to go, and how it's going to multiply. This practice is not optional, it is vital. Because if you don't speak life into your day, someone else will speak doubt into it for you. If you don't remind yourself who you are, the world will assign you an identity that keeps you small. And you weren't born.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
To be small, you were born to build, to influence, to expand, to overflow. But your voice must match your vision. Your mouth must be as rich as your goals. Now understand, speaking your vision doesn't mean you ignore your reality. It means you don't let it rule you. You acknowledge where you are, but you speak where you're going. And over time, your reality will have no choice but to rise to the level of your language. Because what's spoken with faith is built with fire. And fire clears a path for what's next. So for the next 90 days, your voice is your tool. Your tongue is your sword. You cut through fear with it. You burn through doubt with it. You don't just use it to talk. You use it to build. You use it to break cycles, to create momentum, to call in the future. Speak with precision. Speak with power. Speak like you already know the money is on its way. Because once your voice aligns with your vision, the world doesn't just hear you, it follows you. If you can't manage $100, you'll never multiply $100,000. Money doesn't flow to chaos, it flows to structure. It doesn't stay where it isn't respected. That's why so many people ask for more but can't hold what they already have. They want overflow but live in disorder. If you want to watch money flow like never before in the next 90 days, it won't be from hustle alone, it'll be from mastery. You must master your money. Every dollar must have direction. Every cent must have a name. Every expense must answer to your purpose. Born millionaires don't treat money casually. They treat it with clarity, with control, with vision. Money isn't emotional to them, it's strategic. They know where it's going, what it's doing, and how it's multiplying. And if you're serious about building wealth, that mindset must become yours. Because if money can't trust you with little, it won't trust you with more. That's not just scripture, it's spiritual law. You don't attract what you want, you attract what you respect. For the next 90 days, your relationship with money must change. That means you track every single dollar. No exceptions. No, it's just $5. No, I'll figure it out later. You write it down, you review it, you know it better than anyone else. Because clarity is power. When you see where your money goes, you take your power back. You start noticing patterns. You start catching leaks. You start eliminating waste that's been quietly stealing your future. And don't just track, organize. Create a simple system. Use apps, journals, spreadsheets, whatever works for you. Divide your income into categories: necessities, savings, investments, giving, growth. Every dollar must report to your financial vision. You don't throw money at problems, you assign money to solutions. That's how you shift from survival to strategy. But tracking is just the first level. The deeper work is in your attitude. You must release the mindset that says money is the enemy, that money is hard to understand, that wealth is for other people. If you think money is overwhelming, you'll avoid it. And whatever you avoid, you hand power over to. So stop treating money like a mystery. Start treating it like a mission. You don't have to be a financial expert. You just have to pay attention. You just have to care enough to get serious. Born millionaires don't just earn, they multiply. They don't let money sit. They study how to make it grow. They invest in what they understand. They study their craft. They ask questions. They learn the game, and they never get complacent. That's the level of energy you need now. For the next 90 days, your money should be working as hard as you are. Every dollar you save should feel like an employee you're training to bring back more. And generosity is part of mastery. Giving with wisdom, not guilt. You give from overflow, not obligation. You invest in people and causes, in the version of you that's rising. Because when you give from a place of alignment, you send a message to the universe: I have more than enough. I am a source, and sources never run dry. Understand this clearly. The problem is never the amount. The problem is how the amount is handled. There are people earning six figures living in debt, and people with modest income stacking wealth. It's not about how much, it's about how you move. It's about how you think. It's about the energy you bring into every financial decision. Is this moving me closer to freedom or further into frustration? Skip every day. You must also stop emotional spending. Buying out of boredom, frustration, or status is how wealth dies in silence. For the next 90 days, your spending must reflect your purpose. You're not buying to impress, you're building to expand. You're not reacting to the moment, you're investing in the future. That's how real wealth is made, quietly, consistently, intentionally. So track it, respect it, multiply it. Because money is not just a tool, it's a test. And the way you handle it now determines what you're trusted with next. Want more? Show that you're a master of what's already in your hands. Want overflow? Prove that you can handle order. Because order is the soil where wealth grows. You don't need to be perfect, but you do need to be present. You do need to be responsible. Because the next 90 days aren't about hoping for more. They're about preparing for more. They're about moving like someone who's already managing millions. Because the truth is, if you can master your money now, money will start to move for you in ways you've never seen before. You cannot build a millionaire mindset in a poverty environment. You cannot speak abundance and live surrounded by distractions, drama, and doubt. If money is energy, and it is, then your environment is the container that either protects that energy or drains it. For the next 90 days, if you want to watch money flow like never before, you must fiercely guard your space, your company, and your mental diet. Because wealth doesn't just require effort, it requires atmosphere. Born millionaires don't spend time in environments that contradict their vision. They understand that where you live, who you listen to, and what you allow into your mind shapes what you expect and what you attract. Your external world is a mirror of your internal priorities. If your space is chaotic, your mind will follow. If your circle is undisciplined, your habits will drift. If your inputs are filled with fear, confusion, and scarcity, your thoughts will reflect it, and your results will prove it. Let's start with people. The fastest way to destroy momentum is to stay connected to people who don't respect growth. You can't spend 90 days building wealth energy while surrounded by folks who joke about being broke, complain without action, or treat ambition like arrogance. You need people who sharpen you, not soften you. People who challenge your thinking, not coddle your excuses. You don't need critics. You need mirrors, people who reflect your greatness back to you and won't let you forget who you are. And this doesn't always mean cutting people off. Sometimes it simply means reducing access. Not everyone needs to be in your ear during this season. Protect your focus. If the conversation doesn't add value, redirect it or end it. If they drain your energy, pause the connection. If they don't see where you're going, stop explaining. Your future doesn't need their approval. It needs your commitment. Now let's talk about places. Where you spend your time matters. Some environments are heavy with old energy, memories, patterns, distractions. In the next 90 days, your physical space must reflect your future. Clean it, organize it, redesign it if necessary. Your surroundings should inspire discipline, not delay it. Create a space where clarity lives, where your goals are visible, where distractions are minimal. This is about training your nervous system to associate your environment with excellence, order, and focus. Even where you work, where you rest, where you think, it all matters. Don't work in a place that makes you tired. Don't rest in a place that feels stressful. Everything around you is either feeding your focus or draining it. Take inventory. Adjust intentionally. And then there's your inputs. The media, the music, the conversations, the content. Every time you scroll, listen, or watch, you are feeding your brain. You are programming your beliefs. And for most people, their mental diet is filled with fear, drama, and distraction. You can't build a wealthy life with broke inputs. You can't meditate on abundance in the morning and consume chaos all afternoon. For the next 90 days, become ruthless about what you allow into your mind. If the content doesn't empower, cut it off. If the podcast doesn't stretch your thinking, change it. If the music keeps you in survival mode, turn it down. Your mind is a garden. Don't let weeds grow while you're trying to plant seeds. Surround yourself with wealth, even if it's not physical yet. Make it digital. Watch content that elevates. Listen to voices that teach. Read books that stretch your faith and expand your discipline. Follow people who are already where you're going, not to compare, but to calibrate your standards. The people you observe become the model your subconscious copies. Choose wisely. Understand, energy is contagious. You don't rise alone. You rise because everything around you supports your rise. Your friends, your space, your routines, your influences, they all work together to either accelerate your momentum or sabotage it. You must decide, do I want comfort or do I want change? Because you cannot have both. This is not about perfection. It's about protection. Protect your energy. Protect your dream. Protect your 90-day commitment. And that means creating an environment that makes success not just possible, but inevitable. When your space breathes purpose, when your circle reflects vision, and when your inputs align with your calling, you don't have to force progress. It flows. So clean the room, silence the noise, filter the feed, distance from the draining, connect with the inspiring, build a fortress around your future, because when your environment is rich in alignment, money begins to move, not because you chased it, but because you became the person who attracts it by default. This is your line in the sand, right here, right now. Not another idea, not another moment of inspiration that fades when the video ends. This is a turning point, because what happens next doesn't depend on your past. It doesn't depend on your background, your bank account, or your circumstances. It depends on one thing, decision. Will you commit or will you continue to negotiate with your own potential? For the next 90 days, everything can change, but only if you change. You've heard the blueprint. Wake up early, move your body, speak your vision, master your money, guard your environment. These are not motivational tips. These are spiritual weapons. These are the daily disciplines that separate the average from the exceptional, the broke from the built, the distracted from the dangerous, and the difference is not talent, it's consistency. Discipline is the bridge between who you've been and who you were born to be, between where you are and where you've always dreamed of going. And for the next 90 days, discipline must become your highest standard. That means no more tomorrows, no more I'll try. From this moment forward, it's I do, I rise, I execute, I align. You don't need to feel ready, you need to feel responsible. You don't need motivation, you need momentum, because the power is already in you. It's just waiting to be called into motion. So let's make this commitment, not in silence, not in your head, but with your voice. Speak this aloud. Let your own ears hear it. Let your subconscious be marked by it. Let your spirit rise through it. For the next 90 days, I commit the discipline. I rise early. I move daily. I speak life. I master my money. I protect my peace. I no longer wait for motivation. I generate momentum. I no longer ask for permission. I walk in power. I no longer doubt. I decide. The version of me who lives in overflow starts now. And I will not stop until I meet them. Say it again. Say it until your voice stops shaking. Say it until your body believes it. Say it until there's no distance between who you are and who you're becoming. Because 90 days of radical alignment will create results that years of passivity never could. This is not a challenge. It's an initiation into the wealth, the power, the clarity that's been calling you, and now you're answering. There will be resistance. There will be days when it feels like nothing is changing. But remember this, quiet progress is still progress. Some days the wind will be simply showing up. Some days the transformation won't be visible, it'll be internal. And those are the most powerful days. That's when the real work is happening. That's when the roots are growing. Don't stop. Don't retreat. Don't underestimate the compound effect of consistency. Day by day, you're rewriting your identity. You are not the person who quits. You are not the person who breaks promises to yourself. You are not the person who waits for luck. You are the person who moves mountains quietly, who multiplies silently, who arrives fully because you've already done the work behind the scenes. That's what the next 90 days are for. To build a foundation no storm can shake. So from this moment on, walk different. Think different. Speak different. Let your actions reflect your new frequency. Let your decisions reflect your new direction. You're not playing small anymore. You're not tolerating excuses. You're not just existing. You are building, you are expanding, you are rising. And when day 90 comes, you won't just have more money. You'll have more power, more clarity, more trust in yourself, more control of your future. Because this time, you didn't wish. You worked. You didn't dream. You decided. And that decision, backed by discipline, made all the difference. This is your moment. Commit fully, move boldly, execute relentlessly. The floodgates of abundance are already open. The question is, will you step into the flow?
Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.